Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, if you are a business person, truly a business person, it's a big part of your life. That's what you think about. That's what you do, because if you're going to be in business, it's going to take a great deal of effort. Of course, you have your faith and your religion, whatever that happens to be. You want to take care of your family. You want to look out after your children. But to really do that well, if you are in business, you need to be a successful business person to create the revenue that will make your family comfortable. And if you go on Amazon.com and go to their book section and you're looking for books on business success, in a lifetime you could not read all of the books that there are on success on Amazon. But if you try to find a book on Amazon on how to fail in business, you're not going to find any, because nobody's going to write a book on how to fail. But the interesting thing about failing is you need to know why people fail so that you can succeed. If you are a business person, you have to be a business person. That doesn't mean that your name is on the door. That doesn't mean that you have keys to the front lock. That doesn't mean that the papers say that you own the business. It means that you are committed to understand business. You are committed to understand exactly what needs to be done, what marketplace you're in, what your customers or clients want, what they need, what your employees need, how you're going to deliver the message, how you're going to be smarter, quicker, more advanced than the competition that you have. You know, it's complicated, but it's not that complicated. Let's say that you were thinking, I want to go see Billy Joel. I'm a Billy Joel fan, and someone buys tickets, and they take you to a ballet. You might like ballet, but you weren't thinking about ballet. You were thinking about Billy Joel. You were thinking about listening to all of his tunes, tapping your feet along, really feeling enjoyable, reliving your youth again. And you will be sorely disappointed because you didn't get the right tickets to the right concert. Well, business is kind of the same way. You have to understand what theatrical production you're in. It is the business of your life. It is the business of business. It is the business of what your customers or clients need and want. It's their life that you're trying to make better. If you can't make their life better by giving them something that they really need, they're not going to pay for it. But yet, if you can show them, and if you teach your salespeople and your marketing materials are all driven to show people exactly how to get what they need so they can be successful and they won't fail, they'll come running. You'll have more business than you possibly can. But the problem with this, and this is the problem, most CEOs, presidents, and business owners don't spend any time about thinking about success. They spend time about doing stuff. They spend time about just going through the day and absolutely just doing tasks. But to be successful, to really hit the big time, to get what you want out of your business, to be able to pay your people well, you have to start thinking business. What does that mean? That means prospecting, presenting, sales, closing, repeat. Right message, right time, hiring the right people, being a people person, be able to communicate with your staff and your employees and get them to understand exactly what the message is and why they should work for you, and develop a culture that people like being there and they enjoy the work. And they're not coming to work, they're coming to a place that they enjoy to every single day and they don't want to leave, even if someone offers them more money. You are in charge. You are the person that is the make it or break it person. What are you going to do? Are you going to be a business person? Are you going to absolutely understand business? Are you going to be studying business every single day? Are you going to be reading articles? Are you going to be saying, here is my strength and I'm going to go all out, and here is my weakness and I'm going to understand what my weakness is, and if I don't do it well, I'm going to hire someone who does it well so we are successful. become a business person, not just someone that says they're a business person, but it's really a job. Why do people succeed or fail? Because it's up to them, because they are the ones that set the tone. You can decide whether you are going to be successful or you are going to fail. I've heard different numbers. I've heard 330 million, 350 million. There are a bunch of people in the United States of America. All of those people use goods and services, every single one of them, and many of them are your customers. How are you going to reach them? How are you going to understand them? How are you going to put your hand up and say, here I am. I'm the person you want to do business with. I will make your life better. If you're selling to businesses, I will make your business more profitable because I will show you what I can do for you. If you're selling to consumers, I will show you how to have a better life. It's all about you. You are the leaders. Leaders lead. They have a vision. They understand. Success is yours. Reach out and take it every single day. Don't be the person you were yesterday. Don't be the person you are going to be today. Think about the person and the business person you are going to be tomorrow. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.